Love Talk Radio.
Divine healing, divine love, and divine peace. I got a young lady on the land from Detroit, Sister Pearl William, made her birthday celebration, and I want to have her to say something. It's good to be able to make a birthday, and all the people having birthday, God bless you. If I didn't get you last night, night before last, all the birthdays in July, Sister Sarah, I'm praying for you. Trina, I'm praying for you. And I have Sister Williams on testify about, you know, you might say, well, what is good? It's good to be in the land of the living. It's good to have your right mind. You see what the boy did over in up there. In Illinois, shot all them people up, and the little boy separated his spine, so many. And his daddy says, okay for him to buy him a assault rifle. Assault rifles have no place in America. Those guns is made for war. Carry them guns over to Russia, over to Premier, but not in Chicago, not in Texas, not in Alabama, not in New Jersey, not in Buffalo. The killing, over 4,000 people been killed with assault weapons. And it makes you think about what we live in. You know, one lady said, I'm scared to go out, bitch. I'm scared to go to a crowd now. I'm scared to go. But I want you to book her up with God and prayer and go on and do what you got to do. Because Lisa always said this, God got me. And if God got you, if God got you, you're going to be all right. I want to thank Sister Mary Hawkins, God bless you, and all the people that called me for their birthdays. You know, I was up in the mountain up in South Dakota. That was South Dakota. That was Mystic Lake up in Minnesota with Chief Izzy and some moat chiefs, and we prayed, and they told me there would be a mass murder, okay? And he told me, he said, one would be caught. In Philadelphia, they caught one, and in Virginia, they caught him with two assault rifles, but the police got them, but the one in Illinois, they didn't get, you know, but they got him, but look how much damage he did. Stop the killing, save the babies. And I'm going to say it, I told Jerry, I'm going to tell you, the blood of the righteous dwelleth much. I say our ancestors, when I call on our ancestors, they respond. and they're going to respond in some things like you never seen before. Stay focused and keep your mind stayed on supreme things. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And I want to tell you tonight, things that have been bothering you, things that have been hurting you, things that have been blocking you, if you stay focused, God, Exodus 14:14, God, let me fight your battle. And I was telling a young lady tonight, let God fight your battle, but you keep calling that devil and say, give me what you owe me. And God going to fight that battle. I'm going to see, I got Sister Pearl Williams from Detroit on. Okay. Okay, I see. Sister Pearl, God bless you this evening.
I accept your blessing. And
God
I
bless
would
you. Before you say anything, I'm going to say happy birthday to you. I want to tell you, God kept you, God kept you around here to give wisdom to some people. I don't care how bad it seems. When God keeps you in the land of living for a reason. So what wisdom you got to give these people that listen tonight as I say birthday to you?
Give it unto my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Bishop, and to all the saints of God. I am truly and been blessed because it's a lot of time. I never thought I'd have made this far, but my thoughts ain't worth nothing beside what God can think. And I thank him because I don't outlive my mother, my father, and five of my sisters and brothers. And I want to thank God tonight. I done made it 81. My mother died at 45. My father was 62. I had my oldest brother was 48. One of my brothers was 50-something. Linda, the one I raised, she made her transition back here. I think it was in, I forgot, but anyway, she was 61. And I thank the Lord that I am still here and in the living of the Lord because my grandmother, my mother was 105. And the Lord, he didn't bring me this way to leave me now. And I thank God every day for what he have done for me. And I have raised a lot of kids, and I only have one of my own. The Lord, he left me him for a good purpose, and I thank him for it. In the name of Jesus.
I thank you for that, Mother Pearl. I got to let the folks know Mother Pearl's mother died early, and she left on her deathbed. She told Mother Pearl, take care of the kids. How many kids was it you got to take care of, Mother Pearl? How many were?
I took care of, it was four. And the youngest one, she is 60 now. And she told me when she... But then she told me, she said, I want you to see it, my baby, and see it, my three youngest kids. But I ended up with four of them. And I don't regret what I did because the Lord, he left me here for some purpose. There's some people ain't been half. I ain't been good. Some people have been and they gone home, but I'm still... Here, I lost my husband. It'll be 6 months, the 22nd of this month. I miss him because me and him was together for 57 years. We never parted. And I thank God for it. But he had to go on home.
Yeah.
He told me he was tired. And he told me, he said, I can't do nothing else for myself. He said, I'm tired. I just want to die. And that hurted me, but I had to release him and let him go.
I thank you for that testimony, Mother Quill. I hope that testimony helped somebody. Because what she talked about good, that was good. I still 23, number something, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I always give that scripture because my grandmother, and I was talking to Mother Ann in the spirit, she said her mother, the 23rd number something. So I know lots of older people in that I used to go down south to a lady named, and she used to say, Bishop, I live by the 23rd number something. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm praying for you and even you. It seems like it's kind of rough. It seems like we're at the end of the road. But I want to tell you, and I was telling Brother Jerry about it, that all this shooting going in, but God is still in control. And I'm going to tell Mary, I want you, for me, when you go to the store, I want you to get for Mother Pearl for me. What that cake they get is a cake that everybody talks about getting. I think about it and let you know what it is. I just thank God tonight that divine word will deliver you. Brother Joe had an accident. I'm praying for him on 4th of July. He's going to be all right. Could have been worse. But sometime, and I was looking at trucks turn over, cars had accidents. And people was killed. There wasn't no plane, they was on the ground. And then 4th of July, and right there in Illinois, the man got on top of the roof and shot and killed innocent people. Now, and then his daddy had nerves up to say, yeah, I got him the gun. I don't know what he's going to do with it. Well, you know he was crazy from the beginning. You should have never bought him no assault rifle, gave him permission. So he is just as guilty as his son. Okay? So I just want to put that out there. The people in Sandy Hook, where they killed all them children in school. Down in Texas, the man resigned, but the policeman wouldn't act. They seen the boy. They could have took him out, but they didn't. Let him kill all them children. And he was racist. In Buffalo, New York, racism, come and kill them black folks because he don't like black folks. Racism. And Dr. King talked about two Americans. But I want you to stay focused tonight. Prayer changes things. And if you get killed in Inglewood, Lawndale, I get killed in California, or Mississippi, Arkansas, even in Memphis. You just as dead as you got killed on an airplane or in the war. So I want to say this, and I got it. I was talking to Jerry. I'm going to play a little with him. I was talking to Jerry the other day, and we taped a little something where we was talking about what's been going on. I want to see can I find it. See, can I find that so we can talk about it? And I can talk about what we was talking about and what happened. I think I was 39. I think I was talking about, I'm going to play a little of it, but we talked about the violence.
Oh, God. Oh, God, this is probably the only place in the world.
Well, Americans do more killing than anything. The blood at the hand of the Democrats and the Republicans are not banning the assault weapons. What happened in Sandy Hook? What happened in Buffalo? Assault rifles. What happened in Texas? Assault rifles. And they passed a watered-down bill for the people, and that was a big show. And Democrats went for and Republicans went for because the right wing is pouring millions of dollars to politicians. So this would come to me. Poor people campaign. Poor people got to come together and stop the killing, save the baby. Black, poor people, white, poor people, the poor people got to come together and say, let's stop the killing. Until the poor people come together, that's white, brown, red, all of them, and say, stop it. That's the only way we got. We got to vote them people in there out. All them people in there, we got to vote them out. Because them that's in there got to be, they got to be voted out because they're not doing right, and the killing is going on and on. So what we got to do, Jay, we got to vote them people out. So the poor people campaign. When I said poor people campaign, white, black, and it's got to do with the gas. It got to do with food going up. It got to do with lesser jobs. It's got to be a point where poor people come together. Resurrection City that Dr. King had, we got to bring that back. It's the poor people. The rich get richer and the poor get poor. All them people in Washington, they rich. All them congressmen, they rich. They don't give a damn what happened to poor people, black, white. They don't care about the medical condition. All the dope that they got in you, got them pills, they charge you. So until the poor people, and I'm working on a poor people campaign, and I was talking to Chief Izzy up in South Dakota, he's a bishop, you got to go back to the people. And the people got to say, enough is enough. And you're going to have killings and shootings to Washington clean itself out. And the way you clean it out is change the vote. That's what you got to do. You understand what I'm saying, Jerry?
You know what? All we had to do, they had an assault weapons ban that they repealed.
Uh-huh.
They had one out there.
Yeah.
And when Trump has got an office, they repealed that, and assault weapons just went on.
Well, assault weapons is them guns used for war. The doctor was in, doctors over there in, the doctor that was there Sunday said he hasn't seen this kind of people's arms shot off, people's legs shot off. He said he ain't seen that since he was in Vietnam. He was a doctor. He was waiting on the people. So America got to step up to the plate. More killing going on in America than any other country in the world. Okay? So guns, let's come give you an example. In Chicago, 7 people got killed on the holiday. 52 got shot. New York, 75 people got shot. 20 people was killed. Los Angeles, that you had 75 shot. You had 25 killed. On and on. In New Orleans, in Alabama, in Mississippi. These are Republican states. And these are Republican, Democrat states, and the politician. That means the Democrat is for it, and the Republican for it. You got to call what it is. What it is, poor people, not black folks, not white. Poor people got to come together. Not King Queen now. That we have to come together and demand, shut it down, or get out of office. And it's going back to register the vote. Is going back to telling these corporations they got to step up to the plate because they're making money. And then you name the corporations, Disney, all of them, Hollywood, all of them down in New Orleans. They have the Essex Magazine, black folks. They have 4 or 5 shootings down there. Well, not down there, but women. So what I'm saying, the gun is available. You can get a gun before you can get a McDonald's hamburger in anywhere in the city. You can get some dope anywhere. What is available for poor folks, folks depressed, folks that don't have no way out. Okay, so this is what society is putting on. You got people coming to Vietnam and Korea that ain't seen the doctor. They fought for this country. Here it is, 4th of July, and all over this country, cops getting killed. Here's a boy getting killed 16 times in Chicago police do a year. Here's over in Akron, Ohio, 60 times, and the government ain't said nothing about it. Over in Harlem, you had the police there, you had the FBI there, you had the congressman, you had the governor there, and the president, they might go there. So it let you know that this kind of stuff that's going on got to stop. See? And the ancestors are reaching out. And we got to understand what...
I I was just saying this is some of the stuff that we talked about, and I want you to be serious enough to understand how serious this is. And I want to tell you tonight, don't be depressed. It's all in God's hands. I'm praying for you tonight. You can go to my website, thecedarabrahamjonestype.com. Maybe you said, Bishop, I want to become involved. And sometimes when you start something, it starts slow. But we got to go back and register to vote. The only way to clean up Washington is you register and vote and get these people out of office that's so racist, so prejudiced, and so hateful. So the blood, let me say it again, the blood of anybody being killed in America is on the hands of the congressman. It's on the hands of the Democrats and Republicans because they run the country. They said what's going on, how much of money has been sent over to Premier. All that money could be sent right here to stop the high price of gas, food going up, people getting set outdoors. I'm telling the truth. And don't nobody say, where is the minister? Where is the rabbi? Where is the bishop? Where is the elders of the church? Not rising up and say, enough is enough. And Congress go right on and pass a watered-down bill, but they don't want to end salt rifles. Salt rifles is not for nothing in America. Those guns take your arm off, your leg off. Right now, it's a boy over in Holland, a young boy. The gun hit him, it severed his spine. It's serious, people. This is serious. And I need somebody to say, I'm going to pray 24/7. And every time I get on my knees and pray, I say, God, touch the people and turn their minds around. If everybody got to get kicked out of, you see what happened over in London, kicked the man out of office. We might have to kick some people out of the office here that's holding on to them trillions of dollars that the Rifle Association is giving them. They got fine homes, two or three homes, four or five cars, private jet, because they're getting the money. The blood of the money is on the back of poor people, not only in Englewood, not only in Longdale, not only in California, Detroit, all over this world, all over America. The blood is pouring out, and the ancestors is crying out, enough is enough. Ashe. I just want to share that with you tonight, because I feel that it needs to be said. And I feel that as we say it, somebody will listen to us and somebody say, well, I'm going to go out and register the vote and I'm not going to put that man back in no more. You know, it was treason in the White House. Ain't nobody dealt with, they were trying to take over the government. They ain't dealt with that. A few people went to jail. We got people in jail right now. Dr. Christian in jail for a few dollars. You got R. Kelly in jail for 30 years, but here's a woman that was taking little babies, 12, 13, and bringing them to the house, getting them all over the country. She gets 20 years. There's a lot going on. Racism, white supremacy is real. Here's a man been in jail for 50 years, Larry Hoover. And I thought you go to jail to be rehabilitated. No, the jail was to keep him down. Jeff Ford, the same way. They got life. Now, you think them people that stormed the White House, they didn't get life. These two black men got life. And if they let them out, they can change what's happening in America. But they don't want it to change. They want black on black. They don't want nobody can speak up and say enough is enough. So we talking about tonight.
You can go to my website, thecedarabrahamjonestype.com, and you can call me if you need to call me and say, come involved. I want to start the Poor People Campaign. It's been on my spirit to start a Poor People Campaign. And you can call me at 708-582-0372. Share this with a friend. Come on my Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. And that number is 515-6059-8890. Let me say it again. 515-605-9898. That's Blog Talk Radio. Come on from 9 to 10 every night, 7 days a week. And we want to tell you tonight that we get ready to move to the next level in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, who was the drum major for justice. And Dr. King taught us something the world taught us. As we get ready to go to the next level, it's important for us to understand what King taught to us and what was the meaning of peace when he won the Nobel Peace Prize for what he had opened up. And I think that's one of the most important things that Dr. King did.
Dry skin.
I think that's the most important.
There's before.
Deal
with
what Dr. King did for us.
If somebody were raped or there was a pattern of incest.
See, one of the things that Dr. King did, he brought love, not only just black folk, but everybody. A senseless war in Vietnam. And right now, I want to share this scripture with you, this word with you tonight before we come back home. God got it all in his hand. Don't worry about it, Lisa. Regina, don't worry about it. Renee, don't worry about it. Francis, don't worry about it. It's all in God's hands. Now, whatever going on, God already knows. This is going out for Miss Hazel Robinson right there on Hunter Street in Detroit. Deborah Pickett called me, Mary. She's been in North Carolina. So she was in North Carolina, back in Detroit. She called me today, just before I got started to go on air. Mm-hmm. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones. Now, Mary reminded me that I told you back in the wintertime, a lot of the police gonna get killed. One got killed in Detroit. He got killed in Boston, up in Minnesota. Because the pain that they bring, the young people bring it back to them. We got to go with it. It's all in God's hands. I can't do nothing about it. All your problems and burdens given to God. I say. I know you're heavy. And ladies, I stopped watching the news. You need to watch the news to know what's going on. House could be on fire. What's going on? But what I'm saying is all in God's hand. And it's quiet singing. It's all in his hand. And we got to realize that. Anything.
Thank you.
Put it all in his hands. Sometimes you have to hear something like that to make you feel good. Sometimes you listen to all stuff on the job and so much negative stuff. You got to know it's all in God's hand. And tonight, a divine word is all in God's hand. And if it's in his hand, it's going to be all right. I'm praying for those that are sick, those that feel like you can't make it tonight. I want to tell you, God is the way out. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Just lean on him. Trust in him and hold on to him. He will guide you out. He got it all. I think that choir was saying that it's all in his hand. It's not in your hand, not in man's hand. But tonight is in God's hand. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. And I'm praying for you. Some of you kind of feel like you can't make it, lost loved one. There's no sorrow on earth, Kim, that heaven cannot heal. Kim lost loved one. I'm telling you and your mother, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And those I don't know lost loved one, those that's up in Holland, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. So the healing process is taking forward. And I'm praying for you, Pastor Ella, down in Greenville, Mississippi. I know the devil been fighting you, but I want to let you know all is well. And I want to tell you, Liza, Liza's standing there on Floyd Square in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I want to tell you, stay on the square. Because truth going to come out. Glory, hallelujah. Something, Exodus 14:14. God will work it out. What I wanted you, Mary, to give to, I want you to go to the store and make sure you get some Twinkies for Pearl. So Pearl, the bishop told me to give you some Twinkies for your birthday. Glory, hallelujah. I just want to say that. And Mary, I hope, Mary, if you're on, press 1 where you can read the 23rd number song. I still say, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. And don't forget the 23rd number song. It puts you in a situation, Jerry, where you're all by yourself. You say, the Lord is my shepherd. You're agreeing that God going to see you through the storm, the flood, the tornado, the hate that's going to, we're living in a situation now where evil is everywhere on the job. Man, the man told, don't look at me. Lady said she walked on away from him. He got to fight with somebody else. Evil is everywhere. So the Lord is my shepherd. I said, I'm going to have Mary Hawkins all the way from Detroit at this Motor City, the city we call the City of David, to read the 23rd number of Psalms for you tonight, and it might relieve you. Thank God bless you. God bless you, Mother Hawkins. Will you read the 23rd number of Psalms for us?
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you. I like to always play this because this lets you know that God know your problem. I might not know your problem. Your mama, your husband, your wife, your friend don't know what you're going through, but God, Lord, hallelujah, he knows your name. He know where you're at. He know your address. He know how to, you to come out of that hospital. I'm praying for Sister Adrian, who had the COVID, but you out of it. Mary, I'm praying for you. The Bass family, I'm praying. The Cook family, I'm praying for tonight. The Johnson family. The Moore family, I'm praying for tonight.
And oh, how he walks with me. And oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name.
Time out. Talk about the vow in America. Stop it.
You know my name. And oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. Yet it still amazes me that I am your queen.
I want to take this time to talk about. Let's stop to just, I want to pray this morning for you to talk about it.
Here is your presence, I am made. Pour out my heart to you.
They are the real heroes of the freedom struggle.
They are the noble people for whom I'd accept the Nobel Peace Prize. I would like to say also that it is a happy experience to know that so many friends who have worked closely with me over the last few years in this struggle were willing to go into their pocketbooks and their means and their humble financial situations to come to Oslo to be a part of this experience. And naturally, it is a great pleasure and privilege to have my devoted wife, my sister and brother, and among the many other friends, my close associate, one who has been the dearest friend to me in this struggle, Ralph David Abernathy. I would also like to say just a word about the many courtesies extended by the Norwegian people. I have traveled in many lands and many places over the world. So this morning I would like to use as a subject Paul's letter to American Christians. Paul's letter to American Christians. I would like to share
my grandview and how it's all in Mississippi, Hazel, Detroit, Mary, Detroit, Deborah Pickin, Pontiac, Sister Beverly,
Grant Richardson,
Carmen, Montauk, Mississippi. This is Dr. We've been talking about I'm asking you to join us as I write to try to free the political prisoners that are in jail.
So the people, they assemble themselves together
In Kangaroo Court
and pass on to the other churches.
I'm praying for you. Jeff Ford and Francis.
I have labored with the translation.
I'm also
praying
for R. Kelly. And
at times it has been difficult.
Jubilee can come.
But now I think I have
been in prison for 20 years. The prison for the rehabilitation. So I feel that
Larry,
Jeff, Chip,
Brother Valentinian, attributed to my lack of activity rather than
the
lack of clarity
to the government or to the other state.
It is quite miraculous indeed that
stop
the Apostle Paul should be writing a letter to you and me.
And I'll call you to write your country. Write the
letter,
write
it, appeared to watch it.
And lie.
I do not really care. The important thing is that I can imagine Paul speaking to us in 1956, speaking to American Christians, and here is the letter as it stands before me. I am apostle of Jesus Christ. Through the will of God, to you who are in America, grace and peace be unto you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
There's two Americans, one white, one black, and we've got to deal with those different Americas that's going on in Washington.
Things that's going on. I'm praying for the people, not only in Howland, them up in Buffalo still going with the death goes down in Texas, still going with this senseless murder. The spirit of Abaddon, the evil spirit, is alerting. And we have to read the 23rd, the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. We have to embrace that. And we got to read it for it to work for us. The Lord is my shepherd. And nobody said, like Dr. Franklin always said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And when he said with authority. And I want to tell you, some of you feel like God, I want to tell you, God is still there. God is still watching over you. God is not going to let nothing happen that he don't want to happen. But you got to stay in the divine will of God. And God's going to see you through the storm that you're going through and the storm that your family might be going through. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Somebody ought to embrace that and read the 23rd number of Psalms tonight. If you're a little depressed, you're a little upset, you don't understand what's going on, God is in control. And if God is in control, God is too intelligent. So God is able to carry us to the next level. I'm praying for you, you, and even you. Those that don't understand, I'm still praying for. Those that have lost their faith, I'm still praying for you. Because God is able to bring you up and out of whatever you need. God is able to lift you to another height. God is able to bring you to the next level. Don't forget, I'm praying for you. Don't forget. One prayer, that's all. One call, that's all. One prayer, that's all. And I'm praying for you and even you, because God is able.